Because you can handle the truth.
Hi, this is Dr. Daniels, and welcome to Healing with Dr. Daniels. Today's topic is colostrum. Yes, that miracle substance we've heard so much about. Now, a lot of you might be new to the natural healing space, haven't been around 40 years, that's okay. But colostrum made a huge, huge hit in the 90s. It was all the rage. Yes, it was. And so today, I'm going to give you that perspective from the 90s until now and see if we can are the miracle benefits of colostrum, what really is responsible for colostrum, and why it might work for one person. And so that's what we're going to talk about today. So the first thing is always good to understand what, when we say colostrum, what are we talking about? And so when I've mentioned colostrum to people, they mention a lot of things that, no, it's not what you're talking about. So colostrum, strictly speaking, is the liquid substance that comes out of the breasts prior to the actual milk. So the composition of colostrum and milk are actually different. Hmm. And this is what the healing properties are ascribed to. Now, a lot of people say, oh, well, you know, women, humans, produce colostrum. That's true. And this is important for the baby to get this colostrum, and then there's the milk, and the baby should get the milk. That may or may not be true, but that's not what we're talking about today. So the commercial colostrum products that they're trying to sell you are basically bovine colostrum. This is the colostrum that the research has been done on, and this is a colostrum that all the health claims have been made about. So today, we are not talking about human colostrum. Nope. We're talking about bovine colostrum. And I'm even going to go back to, you know, like India and their use of colostrum. And so we're going to start with that. So when you're talking about a natural substance and its healing properties, you need to be sure that what you're talking about is the same substance that the historical experience has been with. Not human colostrum. Human colostrum may be valuable, but that's not the colostrum that all the health and healing claims have been made about. And it turns out that the composition of human colostrum is actually different from the composition of bovine colostrum. And there's this difference that may be responsible for quite a bit of the healing. So let's talk about the context of colostrum and historically. Okay, so colostrum, and this is a renegade pharmacist, we're going to take his word for it, but this is the history of colostrum. So we're going to go back to medical MD to look at the medical industrial complex's take on this. Okay, so colostrum, is it a forgotten miracle healing food? All right, so key word here is colostrum, miracle and healing food. All right. And so this person says, for a long time, he wondered why Hindus considered the cow so holy. And he mentions Ayurveda, which is always nice. And so colostrum was used in ancient times by different cultures for both nourishment and remedial purposes. Okay. So we're talking about cow colostrum here. We're not talking about human colostrum. And this is a very important distinction because a lot of people say, oh, colostrum, cow colostrum, goat colostrum, human colostrum. The historic healing properties are associated with the cow colostrum. And this is important because the composition of each colostrum is actually different. And it's the cow colostrum bovine that has the healing history. Okay. So this first milk from a female animal who had just given birth was ranked right up there with wheat, honey, salt, water, fire, and iron as being some of the necessities of life. and the Scandinavians celebrate the born. Okay, so this is like, you know, serious stuff. We're going all the way back to 300 BC. In the United States, colostrum was used for its antibiotic properties before sulfa drugs and antibiotics were available. Now, the important thing to understand here, when they say antibiotic, so we use the word antibiotic loosely, but antibiotic literally means anti-life. However, the use of the word has evolved to something that relieves the symptoms of infection, that gets a person feeling well and not feeling infected. Okay, there's a difference. So colostrum is not antibiotic. It's actually life-giving, not life-taking. This is an important distinction. Whereas the chemicals like sulfa drugs and other whatever, those are life-taking. They'll take the life not only of the microbe, but they'll take your life too if you let them. So physicians in the 50s often prescribed it to treat rheumatoid arthritis. This is key. So we now know rheumatoid arthritis is really actually syphilis. We know syphilis is a microbe that attacks connective tissue. So if colostrum remedied rheumatoid arthritis, let's just believe this, then colostrum must have had a beneficial effect on healing connective tissue. This is my simple reasoning process. The importance of this will become clear pretty soon. Also, rheumatoid arthritis, again, arthritis is joints, and so something in colostrum must have healed the joints. And since then, there have been over 4,000 studies of colostrum conducted around the world. I'm just going to say all of them favorable. And research has revealed a wealth of information about the healing potential of colostrum and its components and their ability to fight disease. Now, again, fight disease is a very militaristic model reflecting the Western cultural bias of the author. In truth, when your body heals, it doesn't fight disease. It builds up your body to where there's no room for the disease, and the disease leaves. So it's not like you've got guns blazing and bullets flying. That's not the way it happens. And so in the 80s, children with diarrhea caused by rotavirus were treated successfully with bovine colostrum. Okay, so again, bovine colostrum is what we're talking about. We're not talking about human colostrum. And his personal transformation was he used colostrum and it healed his ulcerative colitis. This is important to get. So ulcerative colitis is a disease of the colon. The colon is pretty much connective tissue. That's what we're dealing with. So again, this colostrum is healing the connective tissue. And this colostrum also, if we look back here, healed the joints. And the benefits of colostrum, let's see what he says. So athletes use bovine colostrum to increase their stamina and improve athletic performance. So their physical strength is greatly improved by colostrum. It's also used for boosting the immune system, repairing the lining of the gut, healing injuries. And what are the injuries? They're generally destruction of the bone or the connective tissue in some athletic activity. Repairing nervous system damage, improving mood and a sense of well-being, slowing and reversing aging, and as an agent for killing bacteria and fungus. Again, the whole idea of killing bacteria and fungus, my personal opinion, totally obsolete. The way your immune system actually works is it surrounds the bacteria and the fungus and escorts them out of the body. That's the way it works. That's the way your body actually works. So the best source of colostrum, let's go through this is bias, may or may not be true, but let's just go for it. Keeping the fat pure and not altered in any way. So they're saying is you have to have a lot of fat in the colostrum. You must preserve and not damage the fat. Now, he's got all kinds of reasons for this. He believes that the immune factors are in the fat. All right, gotcha. Then it has to be certified organic. So the same government that certifies deadly drugs as safe has got to certify this material, we'll call it colostrum, as being organic. All right, gotcha. Next, sourced from a large selection of happy cows. Why large selection? I don't know, but let's say happy cows. So when the cows are happy, you get the full range of growth factors and immune factors for full spectrum protection, as well as giving you the comfort that no cows or calves are harmed in the process. Okay, but let's just, this is pretty superficial. Let's go just a little bit deeper. A little bit deeper. Happy cows are cows that are not using their nutrients to cope with stress and adverse conditions. So their material, their blood diet, or depleted nutrition coping with stress, just saying. All right. We've got some reception problems. Maybe can you people in Facebook let me know if you're hearing okay? Ah, background programs open. Yeah, we have a few. Let's see what we can do here. All right. Let's see, do we have auditory problems on Facebook? Nope, can't tell. Okay. Oh, this is so crazy. All right, so getting back to our colostrum and how we're supposed to be picking the best colostrum. Okay, we got happy cows. Next, taken in the first 6 hours of birth. This is a pretty narrow window. Those of you who are having babies in the hospital and you're trying to get that colostrum into your baby, 6 hours after birth, I'm telling you, it's a tough window to hit. So if you want real colostrum and not transitional milk, that's unfortunately sold by most brands. And then he goes on to sell you, of course, his colostrum. All right. But I didn't stop there. I said to myself, you know, there must be a difference in the quality and amount of some component in the colostrum. And so I said to myself, let me take a look at what are the components of colostrum. And unfortunately, we have to go back to 1928. Yeah, that's a long way. But, you know, the Google search engine accommodated me all the way back to 1928 to look at the nutritional analysis of colostrum versus cows. And those of you who like raw, but raw or not, cow's milk can still be an issue for many people, yours truly included. The question, of course, is what's the difference with colostrum? But before we do that, I want to go over what the medical industrial complex thinks are the benefits of colostrum. And this is WebMD. You know WebMD, they're not going to say anything that the government might not like. So we can count on them to be, well, neutral about. All right, so colostrum is a milky fluid coming from the breast, they agree with that, of humans, cows, and other mammals the first few days, they think it's days, not hours, after giving birth before true milk appears. It contains proteins, carbohydrates, then levels in regular cow's milk. All right. So they agree athletes use bovine colostrum to increase stamina and vitality and improve athletic performance. And it's not banned by the Olympic Committee. That's nice. And it also heals injuries, repairs nervous system damage. So the other guy must have copied and pasted from here, no problem. And increases mood and sense of well-being. And it also is used in the rectum. Squirt it in there directly to treat inflammation of the colon. And researchers have created a special type of bovine colostrum called hyperimmune bovine colostrum, such a colostrum produced by cows that have received vaccinations against certain diseases. And these vaccines cause the cows to develop antibodies to fight these particular organisms. And hyperimmune bovine colostrum has been used in clinical trials for treating a lot of things, and it's not clear that these trials have shown it to be beneficial or superior, so they haven't said so. So the U.S. Food and Drug Administration has granted hyperimmune bovine colostrum orphan drug law status. What does that mean, orphan drug status? That's important for you to know. To summarize, orphan drug status means the government subsidizes the research for the drug, and the drug does not need to be effective in order to be approved. It doesn't need to be safe either. They just rush it right through. So, if a drug has orphan drug status, that's a pretty good red flag to stay away from it. So how does it work? And they talk about colostrum collected from vaccinated cows. Of course, these are not the cows that we want to hear about. Though the hope is that these cow antibodies will help fight human disease, the cow antibodies do not seem to be very active in humans. In other words, this colostrum manufactured by the drug companies and given FDA orphan status appears to be ineffective, but will be released for purchase soon. All right. And they have possibly effective for, which means ineffective. Insufficient evidence for, which means, like, forget it. Okay, so they've taken the colostrum from cows, vaccinated the cows, and found the final product to be ineffective, but it's going to be approved for release with the hopes that you health nuts will soon switch to this colostrum over the colostrum that you've otherwise been using. All right, so that's the medical colostrum. Let's take a look at the other colostrum. And for this, we go to an alternative health site. Presumably, their bovine colostrum has not been immunized. So their benefits are reduce inflammation and get rid of leaky gut, psoriasis, supports a healthy gut, repairs your gut, promotes ligaments and muscle healing. This is important. Strengthens immunity. And, of course, they have some colostrum to sell you. All right. But this is important. So there's no doubt that colostrum has benefits. So let's just see if we can find some more benefits. Nope, same thing. We're just going to heal your gut. I talk about healing the baby, but obviously we're not trying to sell it to babies. Babies can just breastfeed. We're talking about grown people. So again, enhance athletic performance. And restoring the gut, preventing diarrhea. Even fixes the damage from NSAIDs. Okay, so we kind of got the idea. So what did I find out? Well, first of all, as many of you know who've been listening, I've been eating some pretty unusual foods. And I have experienced all of these benefits that they say are in colostrum, but I've not been eating colostrum. So I said, well, wait a minute. There must be some component in colostrum that's causing all this. And the way we can find this component is the analysis between colostrum and milk. So if we take a cow, and this is what they did in 1928, it took a cow and they analyzed what came out of the breast of the cow at 12 hours, 24 hours, 36 hours, and 48 hours. And what did they find? They found the total cholesterol content of the milk at 12 hours was 89 milligrams per cent. And when we come back, we'll find out more about that.
folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
We're talking about colostrum, the benefits of colostrum, and what is colostrum, and why is it so helpful. So we clearly know colostrum is beneficial. It's been used for healing since 300 BC, and people today are still saying, wow, I took colostrum, and it was amazing. Now, when I was in medical practice in the 90s, they had this big colostrum push, and I got all kinds of mailings, and I was on the alternative mailing list. So I got all kinds of mailings about colostrum. I said, oh, my God. I am going to investigate this. And so I bought the bulk pack, the $350, you know, 6-month supply, whatever. And I handed it out to my patients like candy and said, hey, try this. Get back to me. How do you like it? And I did not receive one single response that, wow, this was great. And so I said, So back then I decided, well, there must not be anything to it. All right. I was vegan at the time. So now I'm not vegan. I eat different types of meats. So I've started eating certain meats, and all of the benefits that they say colostrum has, I've experienced from eating these. So I decided I need to dig a little deeper into colostrum. Maybe there are benefits, and let me go find them. And I found them. Yumper dumper. Okay, so before the commercial break, we're talking about this study in Well, let's see. Mm-hmm. 1928. Yeah. Tell you, it's tough to get good information, just basic information. And so these studies were done to the cholesterol content of cow's milk. But it's fair to say at 12 hours, you've got in between is what we call transitional. That means it goes from being colostrum to being milk. All right. But we're concerned with the difference between cow's milk, which is, in other words, it's difficult to find health benefits for cow's milk. I mean, there are some, but there are a lot of negative effects as well. But for colostrum, it's a tremendous amount of positive effects. And so what is the difference? Well, they found that there's 89 milligram percent of colostrum, of cholesterol at 12 hours. And at 48 hours of milk, how much cholesterol was there? 25. So literally, colostrum is almost four times as much cholesterol as milk. So the total cholesterol was a difference of 89 to 25. Huge. Let's take a look at the cholesterol ester. Cholesterol ester was 25 milligram percent, a certain fraction of the cholesterol, in the colostrum, and only 4% in the actual milk. And then they looked at normal milk and found that it was pretty much similar to the 48-hour milk. There really wasn't a difference there. And if anything, it had less cholesterol in it. So if we're going to use the same research, deductive reasoning that the scientists use, we can reasonably attribute the difference to the cholesterol content. Oh, it's high cholesterol foods. So literally, you can just eat ultra-high cholesterol foods and get all the benefits of cholesterol. Now, there are people who are into, let's call it minutia, and they analyze the cholesterol. Oh, there's this antibody. Oh, there's that antibody. Oh, there's this protein. Oh, there's... yeah. Okay, so the way the body actually works is when you eat something, whether it's colostrum or whether it's milk or whatever it is, your body takes it, breaks it into tissue. We'll call that you. Yes. So the real element in colostrum is not so much the antibodies, because it's pretty clear that cow antibodies are not effective in humans and don't really protect humans against much of anything. That's the latest research that the medical industrial complex has found when it has attempted to vaccinate these cows and make them create hyperimmune antibodies to certain diseases. So the antibody content in colostrum, although it might be there, cannot be reasonably attributed to any healing powers. Because the antibody colostrum post-vaccination has been, by their admission, ineffective. And so we know that antibodies produced by cows are not necessarily useful for humans. So we can dismiss that piece. But the cholesterol content is another factor. Now, again, when you modify these cows by vaccinating them and forcing them to make more and more and more antibodies, what are you doing? You're increasing the protein content of their colostrum and you're decreasing the cholesterol content. And this might be why the colostrum of these medically manipulated cows has not been beneficial. But because it's an orphan drug, don't worry, it will be approved. That's just the way it is. Because, of course, it's so vital and so essential people have it that even if it's ineffective, it must be allowed to market.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Thank you. Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle, feeds our body with the nutrients we need to keep healthy. Just listen to what Arthur had to say.
I was just wondering if any of the great products you have, I had used this about 10 years ago after I had congestive heart failure. And it fixed me up and got me going for the last 10 years. Lately, I've been having heart trouble again, so I placed another order because this was the only thing that ever worked. I just wanted to let you know that you have a great product. Thank you very much.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Give such delight. We all leave before morning light.
Hi, this is Daffy Daniels, and welcome back to Feel Like with that. So, if we look at this research, which compares the cholesterol content of colostrum compared to cow's milk, we can see that depending on which fraction you're looking at, the total cholesterol is definitely 3.5 times higher in the colostrum. And if you look at other fractions of the cholesterol ester, it's as much as 6 times higher. And this comparison holds true when you go, by the way, it's not, you think whole milk is what you're getting in the store. That's not whole milk. The milk you're getting in the store is 3% fat, and so they've already skimmed off 1% of the fat before you get what's whole milk in the store. And so the whole milk here with 4% fat has cholesterol content of only 23. And if you're skimming off 25% of that, then the cholesterol content goes down to 17, which is the units they're measuring in percent, milligram percents. All right, so the actual units are irrelevant. The point is the comparison between colostrum and milk and what you're buying in the store. So what you're buying in the store, we'll call it whole milk, only has cholesterol amount at most of 17 milligram percent. Compare that with 89 milligram percent for colostrum. And you can see that even though milk has cholesterol, we're not going to say it doesn't have cholesterol, the cholesterol is so low as to not even be beneficial. So if we take the 89 and we divide it by 17, colostrum then has five times the cholesterol you're getting in the present milk that you're eating, that you're consuming. So what have I found is when I switch to ultra-high cholesterol meats, wow, all these so-called cholesterol benefits I experienced literally in hours. And these people who are buying cholesterol supplements online and who are selling cholesterol supplements, they freely say that they experienced these colostrum benefits over a period of weeks or months. I'm like, huh? Weeks or months? And that's because the amount of colostrum you're taking in like one Adivity capsule is so small, and the amount of cholesterol that you're getting. So where is the cholesterol? So the cholesterol, you could eat liver. So the cholesterol in liver is more or less 300 milligrams per 3-ounce serving. That may sound like a little bit. So I thought it was a pretty little bit. But that's a lot higher cholesterol content than in other meats. And so let's just take a look and check that out for you. Lean cholesterol content of lean meats. Content of lean meats. There we go. 90 milligrams. Ouch. So you're only getting 90 milligrams of cholesterol if you eat ground beef, 100 grams of it. 100 grams of liver would give you about 350 milligrams of cholesterol. So you can see you're getting about three to four times the oomph or power when you eat liver. And this is why I'm totally against this grass-fed, lean ground beef, because people are literally killing themselves with it. So what's cholesterol anyway? Like who cares? And like, why does it heal all this stuff? Well, cholesterol is an integral part of all of your cell membranes. It controls the cell-to-cell signaling and communication. It is a major ingredient in your nerves. That's why it repairs the nerves. It is also a major ingredient in the lining of your intestine, which is why it repairs guts. And also repairs your joints and gives you an incredible sense of well-being. So all of these things that are attributed to cholesterol are actually simply cholesterol effects. And you can get the same effect just by eating any, and I'll say any, high cholesterol food at substantially cheaper than colostrum. So let's look at how I just had to take a look at this. How much does it cost to buy colostrum? For this, of course, as always, we go check out Amazon. Amazon's got it going on. $40 minimum for the cheap colostrum, but let's not go cheap. Let's get the best. $53 for a canister, and this is certified 6-hour colostrum, but we can do better than that. Why? We can pay hundreds of dollars for $125. Here we are. $125 for colostrum. And $53 for what amounts to a month's worth, if that, of colostrum. Now, what if you decide to eat, well, calf's liver? Again, calf's liver, you can get for around $7 a pound, and you might eat 4 pounds in a month. So we're looking at $28 for a source that's much more fresh. But what about, let's go next level. Let's go to brain. So if you go to pig brain or veal brain, you're going to get 3,000 milligrams per 3-ounce serving. 3,000 milligrams. So how much does a pig brain cost? It costs about, it depends on where you are, but anywhere from $1 a pound to $6 a pound. You guys are in the States, let's call it $6 a pound. So $6 a pound for brain. Again, you're probably going to eat, at best, 4 pounds of brain in a month. You're looking at $24 versus $53 versus $125. So economically, it's a heck of a lot cheaper, number one. Number two, it's a lot more natural because this colostrum was taken from the cow at 6 hours. And then what did they do? Well, they certainly dried it, and then they powdered it. And what else did they say they did with it? No, they don't. They don't say. They don't give you any more details than that. So the deal is, you can get the same benefits from a less expensive, more natural source, just plain old food you can get from the butcher, and that is the colostrum miracle, and that is the colostrum secret. And why did it not work for my patients? I believe it didn't work for my patients because the amount of colostrum in the canister is really not very much. So we're looking at best, six ounces here or 8 ounces. So the amount in the canister is just not that much. And so the reason people didn't get better or get a result was they just didn't have that much. Whereas if you get the actual brain or the actual liver, you can get 100 grams. You're not getting 100 grams of anything in one serving out of this a bucket here of colostrum, which itself has only 180 grams. Literally, this canister that they're having you consume over a period of a month, if you ate the actual food, which is the brain or the liver, you would get the equivalent of half a canister per serving. And so a lot of times when people buy these very expensive supplements that have stuff in them that might be useful, because of the price, because of the dosing, they just don't get the results. And that is the colostrum story and the colostrum miracle. All right. We're getting to questions a little bit early today. See what else I have to tell you? Do you have recipes for organ meats? Yes, I do. I need to publish that particular cookbook. How to cook chicken feet without deep frying. Yeah, so you're talking to your Asian friends. They deep fry chicken feet, but they deep fry them after boiling them. So you take the chicken feet and you stop at the boil step. So what you do is you take all of your spices, put them in at the boil step, and you boil them longer to get them done, and that's it. That's your chicken feet, and they are done. All right, so let's see. Other question. What? Oh, announcements. All right, so I'd like to thank everyone who purchased during the 2-for-1 sale. And those of you who joined the Home Healers Program, we're moving right along, and we're just really excited to teach people how to heal at home and avoid the emergency room and the hospital and the medical industrial complex altogether. So Shelley will be sending out more information to follow up with that. All righty, questions. We got questions, lots of questions on Facebook. Let's take a look over here at the chat room. We're going to check out the chat room first. I'm having trouble digesting those high cholesterol meats. Would you recommend the addition of a digestive enzyme like serrapeptase? No. I would recommend increasing the amount of vegetables and starch you're eating with these meats. So decrease the high cholesterol meat and increase the amount of vegetables and increase the amount of rice or other starch that you like. What would you recommend people who have a root canal in the past? I had a root canal. Yeah. So my father, whose specialty was insurance fraud, excuse me, took me to the dentist to get a root canal because when the dentist got paid, he got paid. So I got a root canal. So I just put a little clove oil over the root canal whenever it gives me any discomfort. I don't wait for pain, discomfort. Put a little clove oil there. Boom, done. That's it. That's all I do. Does liver have more cholesterol than colostrum? Yes, it does. How can those of us without tonsils compensate for the loss? Can we grow them back? No, you can't grow them back. So sad this was done to us in our childhood. The first thing is to avoid dairy products, because the big thing the tonsils do is they help to detoxify dairy products. And that's why people get swollen tonsils and tonsillitis. It's from the dairy products. That would be like milk, ice cream, that kind of stuff. So the first, I think, and most important thing is to go dairy-free. So go dairy-free, and then, you know, take your Vitality capsule to keep pulling the toxins out of your intestines. So what the tonsils do is they alert your immune system early as to what parasites are coming down the pike. So if you keep your bowels moving briskly, then those parasites will go out the other end at a quicker rate. And so that's less work for your immune system to deal with. And they didn't know about the parasites anyway, so now you're getting them out before they know about them. So that is important. And, of course, stay hydrated. Okay, so goat and sheep's milk is much closer to human DNA. That is true, but that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about is the value of colostrum. So the colostrum, bovine colostrum, is so valuable because it's much higher in cholesterol even than human breast milk. So what we're talking about is the healing properties of this bovine colostrum that's being sold. And what's the cause and solution of nighttime nasal congestion causing open mouth breathing? The cause is there's some type of toxicity going on there. I would try neti pot, and I would try drinking very super strong ginger tea. That seems to do it. Okay. How many chicken feet should one consume in a meal? As many as you can. Most people need to start off with about maybe 3 or 4, so I'm up to like 10 or 12, and I find it's a good amount. All right, let's take a look at questions in Facebook. If you've been stabbed and it causes paralysis from the waist down, how can that be healed? I am not sure. I have honestly never healed that. What is curable for PCOS? So PCOS is polycystic ovary syndrome or disease. And it's basically caused by dairy products and toxicity and eating animals that have been injected with high doses of hormones. So the cure, of course, is an unprocessed whole food vegan diet and detoxing. Why do I get pimples after a colonic? Is there anything to do to avoid getting that? Yeah, I would avoid the colonic. So the reason you get pimples after the colonic is your colonic pulls out so much stuff that literally your gut becomes leaky. That's putting it in language that most people can understand. And so stop the colonic and use another way of emptying your gut. You know, use castor oil or use Vitality capsules and eat more, let's say, chicken feet to repair your gut or pig brain, whichever one you can get. Pamela says, thank you again so much for the Vitality Capsules and the home course, home healing course is so amazing. You are welcome, Pamela. May aloe vera be a cure for diabetes? All right, so for those of you with type 2 diabetes, you need to man up, face the truth. You're eating crap that's making you sick. There is no one thing you can take to get rid of your diabetes. You simply have to change the way you eat. That's it. And if you're not willing to change the way you eat and you have type 2 diabetes, just deal with it. Just live with it. You have type 2 diabetes, and that's just the way it's going to be. That's pretty much it. Oops. Oh, that's something else. Okay. Something is beeping. Check. All right, we'll be back in a bit.
Doctor, can't you see I'm burning? Oh, doctor, is this love I'm feeling? Gives up night.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
And we are back from commercial break. All right, so we're answering questions, and we've got tons of questions on Facebook. Let's see. Let's go through more questions. All right. Is there a brand of N-acetylcysteine that you recommend? No. Just get 100% pure N-acetylcysteine. I recommend the powder. Can one get a vaccine out of their body? What you really want, as far as a vaccine is concerned, is you want to neutralize the ill effects of it. First of all, the best thing is not to get the vaccine. Once you get the vaccine, it usually takes anywhere from 6 months to several years to reverse or mitigate the effects. It's just a lot of work, so I would just say don't do it. Why do so many otherwise intelligent-sounding natural healers or doctors buy into the whole alkaline water alkalizing diet thing? A lot of them have a financial incentive to do so, and some are even being threatened and coerced into doing so. Okay, so this person wants to know, what's going on with this demonization of milk? Something is wrong when the substance that nourished and strengthened for generations is now no good. And I think the answer is that the way cows are treated nowadays, and then the way the milk is processed once it's received from the cows, makes a huge, huge difference. So I was walking in the jungle a couple weeks back, and I bumped into this guy, had some goats, and we got to chatting. He says, "Hey, want some goat milk?" He grabbed the cup, reached under the goat, squirt, 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 said, "Here, have some." I took a sip of the goat milk, and oh my God, it was so incredibly tasty. It tasted goat milk I purchased in the store. It tasted nothing like the goat milk I purchased from the all-natural organic goat guy at the market. A totally different experience. And as you can see, just from all the comments from other listeners, their ability to get something as simple as veal brain or pig brain, can't get it. We no longer are in control of our own food supply, a lot of negative things have happened to it. Is it normal for an average-sized woman, not too fat, not too skinny, to drink around 2 gallons of water per day? No clue. No such thing as not too fat, not too skinny. It's either a weight, either you're 100 pounds, 150, 200 pounds, so... we need a number to go with that. Okay, so I was foolish enough to get a tetanus vaccine in 2016. What symptoms should I expect and when? Okay, so if you don't have any symptoms, then just don't worry about it. But once you get symptoms, then worry about it. And what symptoms to expect is Google symptoms of syphilis, and that's pretty much the size of it. And many people get local swelling when they got the tetanus shot, even paralysis of that arm. So if you don't have any effects yet, that was 2016, it's now 2018, not to worry. All right, we are going to commercial, and we'll be back soon.
Were you there, just standing there? And I thought I was only dreaming, yeah. Then once again, you said you would come and dance with me. Dance with me across the sea. We can feel the motion.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, "I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you." Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is RBN.